wears number 3. Number 11 is Dylan Gaskins. Next out for the Greyhounds is Riley Hurt wearing number 12. Number 13, that is Cole Stevens. And number 33, the final player out, that is Huntley York. Stevens, big boy. Looks like he'll be a little taller than Caleb as they go out to jump. I'd say probably 6'7", 6'8", at least. If Caleb's 6'6", that's what they got him listed as. So we'll see as the two teams get ready to go here. Stevens and Michaels will jump it up. Stepping into the center circle, and Stevens does have a little bit of a height advantage on Michaels. We know Michaels can get up quickly here, so we'll see who wins this tip. Referee steps in, gives the final instructions, ball in the air, controlled by the Greyhound. They'll have the basketball to start with here. Hurt has it out front. He's guarded by Nicholson. Hurt on the dribble, trying to get free, picks up his dribble, gives it off now to Miller. Elijah Miller with the basketball. He's dribbling outside. Bears playing a little man-to-man here to start with. With the basketball, York off to number 3, Miller. And Miller's going to be fouled on a three-pointer, fouled by Gavin Vandiver. Vandiver a little bit too aggressive there as he closed out on that three-point shot. That's going to send Miller to the line to shoot 3. Shot is on the way, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. So Elijah misses his first. We're just 30 seconds into the ball game. Second shot is good by Miller. Gives the Greyhounds a one-point lead. Third shot for Miller is on the way, and it's good. So he made 2 out of 3. Two-point lead. Salem leading Mammoth Spring. Bears with the basketball. Braxton Sneed, first possession for Mammoth Spring on offense. He calls out the offense, waving people over. Picks up his dribble, goes into the corner to Matheny. Aiden, back out to Nicholson, over to Michaels, high post to Sneed. Around to Nicholson. Nicholson thought about the 3, lost the ball on the floor. It's picked up by the Greyhounds. York will give it out to Miller. Miller on the dribble. They pass it around the outside. York, Putman, picks up his dribble. Back out. They swing it around. That's Gaskin. Now over to York. Back out to Miller. His shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Greyhound doing a good job here on the offensive boards early. Shot on the way is good. A three-pointer for Huntley York. And it's a 5-0 lead for the Salem Greyhounds. With the basketball, Braxton Sneed. High post to Michaels. They swing it around. Rice Nicholson will fire the 3 up and in. Nicholson makes it a 2-point ball game, 5-3. Bears will set up the defense now. Vandiver guarding Miller out front. Bears actually playing a little bit of a zone here with the basketball. Gaskins has it out front. He started by Nicholson trying to get 3. Rice doing a good job moving his feet. Goes to York. York fires the jumper up. Rebound pulled down by Michaels. Sneed now will bring it up the floor. Bears looking to tie it up on this strip. Down by 2. Sneed on the dribble gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson around to Matheny. Matheny off to Michaels. Michaels to Nicholson. Nichols underneath. All alone is Vandiver. He'll put it up and in. Beautiful pass from Nicholson into Vandiver. And the Bears tied up at 5. Back the other way. Miller on the dribble. He's guarded out front by Vandiver. Gives it back over to York. He'll fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound by Michaels. Michaels handed to Braxton Sneed, and he'll walk it across half court. Bears looking for their first lead of the ball game. Matheny has it on the wing, wide open, thought about the 3, didn't take it, drives in, holds up, comes back out to Nicholson. Nicholson, pass underneath to Sneed. meet with 12 seconds on the shot clock, looking inside, works it into Michaels, and Michaels turns to go to the basket. And we got a reach-in foul call. We'll see who it's on. Remember, short bench here for Salem. They can't get in foul trouble. That foul was on number 13. That is Steeman. Inbound play to Vandenberg. Vandenberg powered up and in and draw a foul. Gavin, the four quick points. And a foul on the inbound play there for the Greyhounds. That foul is on number 33. That is York. His first. Vandenberg going to the line. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound controlled by the Greyhounds. Gaskins. Gaskins will walk into the front court. Picked up by Nicholson. Gives it over to Miller. They go inside to Steeman, and he's going to be fouled by Caleb Michaels. Caleb reaching over, trying to make that steal, is called for the foul. Ball goes back to the Greyhounds. Foul on the floor. First on Caleb. Inbound play here, and the referee is telling the players not to push as they get ready to inbound it. Inbound play, they bring it in to Miller. And just try to work it inside. They do to York. York will put it up and in. New York now with 5 points, ties the game at 7. Good start here for these two teams. With a basketball, Nicholson around to Matheny. Matheny back out to Nicholson in the corner, Sneed with it. Braxton to the basket, lost the ball on the way up, and the rebound's pulled down by the Greyhounds. Miller with the ball. Miller on the dribble. He'll hand off to York. York looking inside, gets it to Steeman. Back out. They swing it around. Work it back into Steeman. He's looking for a post up. Can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down. Good box out by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Nicholson will give it to Sneed. Braxton over to Matheny. Aiden drives in, kicks it out to Michael. Matheny now for three, and it's good. Aiden Matheny with a long three-pointer. Gives the Bears their first lead at 10-7. Salem back the other way. Elijah Miller running the point. He's picked up by Vandenberg at the top of the key. Bears matching up. Vandenberg on Miller. Give it off to York. To work it inside to Steeman. Steeman goes up, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around, goes back to Steeman. He'll put it up and in. His first two of the ball game. He's just so big. He gets it in there. It's hard to stop him. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Needed help. Goes down in the corner to Michaels. And bring it back out. Matheny over to Sneed. Braxton, one dribble. Back over to Nicholson, underneath to Vandenberg. Vandenberg puts it up. Can't get to go. Steeman pulls down the rebound. Greyhounds looking to get the lead back. Trailing by one, 10-9. 2:29 left to play first quarter. Been a good first quarter of basketball. Gaskin has it. Out to York. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. And Braxton Sneed with it. He gets a nice screen there from Vandenberg as he brings it up the floor. Sneed drives in and going to reach in foul called on the Greyhounds number 11, Dylan Gaskin. For Dylan, that's his first. Checking in the ball game. Caleb McCord will come in. Steven will get a breather. Inbound play. They bring it in to Michaels. Michaels powers it up and he's going to draw a foul. Number 33, York just picked up his second. One thing they can't do is get in foul trouble. York with two. And at the line, Caleb Michaels trying to build on a one-point Mammoth Spring lead. Caleb looking for his first points on the night. The big senior fires the first one up and in. Nice high arching shot there by Caleb Michaels. He'll set for the second. That makes it 11-9 Mammoth Spring leading. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Looks just the same as the first one. So the Bears back to a three-point lead at 12-9. Greyhounds with the basketball. Miller on the dribble. He'll hand off. Gives the ball to Hurt. Hurt to Gaskins. Gaskins goes in. We've got a reach-in foul called. And I think they're going to get Aiden Matheny, and they did. Aiden called for the reach. At the line will be Dylan Gaskins looking for his first points of the night. trying to cut into this three-point lead. Gaskins' free throw is on the way, rolls around and drops in. Nice soft touch. Dillon will set for the second. Dillon's second free throw is up and good. Seaman back in. He'll come in, and York will come out with those two fouls. Bears with a one-point lead and the basketball. Nicholson will bring it up the floor this time. Gives it to Matheny, top of the key. He'll go to Snead on the left wing. Into the corner to Michaels. Michaels back out to Nicholson. Around to Matheny. He thought about the three, and he stepped on the sideline. Aiden stepped on the sideline there as he got ready to take off and make that drive to the basket. Claiborne will get the ball back, a chance to get the lead back here with a minute 42 left to play in this first quarter. Miller on the dribble. Gives it over in the corner, three-pointer on the way. Steeman with the rebound, tried to go up with it, and we got a reach-in foul called on Nicholson. As he reached in, he thought he had the ball. They're going to get him for the foul for Rice. That's his first. And that's going to send Cole Steeman to the free throw line. A chance to tie it up here with this first free throw. Cole's first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Good touch here for the big man. He's got three. Ties it at 12. Steeman will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 3 points now for Steeman and the, or excuse me, four for Steeman. And the Greyhounds lead it now, 13-12. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Nicholson with it. Nicholson picks up his dribble. He's looking inside. Brings it back out to Vanderbilt. Back to Nicholson. Rice, crossover dribble all the way to the basket. Puts it in. Nice play by Rice Nicholson. Bears back in front by one, 14-13. This game goes back and forth with a minute to play in the first quarter with a basketball. Greyhounds looking inside, a steal by Nicholson. Rice to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nicholson with 7 first quarter points. And the Bears lead is back out to 3 at 16-13. They are really working hard trying to get that ball inside to the big man, Cole Steeman. Right now he's standing at the free throw line, works his way down to the low post. Three-pointer on the way by Gaskins is good. That works too. Dylan Gaskins ties it up at 16. 26 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Will the Bears play for the final shot in the quarter? We'll see. Nicholson on the dribble holds up. He'll bring it back out to Steve. Braxton now looks at the clock, 13 to play. Braxton down to 9. Gives it into Michaels, out to Nicholson. Around to Matheny. Aiden driving to the basket. It's going to be stripped and fouled. That foul is going to be on number 12, Riley Hurt, and that's going to put him over the limit. And Aiden Matheny will shoot two free throws with 2.2 seconds left to play in the first quarter. For Hurt, that's his first foul. Shot on the way by Matheny is way short. Goes off to the side. That one's no good, so he'll get one more here. Chance to break this tie. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Matheny now with 3 points. And it's a one-point Bear lead. Shot at the buzzer's no good. At the end of one, your score is 17-16. Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School as we are ready to start the second quarter. Good first quarter basketball. Game went back and forth with Mammoth leading by one at the end of one, 17-16. Bears will have the ball here as we start this second quarter. Braxton Steed takes the inbound. Both teams back out on the floor. Looks like Bears still with their starters on there. They lob it inside, trying to go into Vandiver, and it's knocked away out of bounds. That's last by Salem. Bears trying to force that ball into Vandiver inside. Mammoth spring with the basketball. Nicholson for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Michaels. He'll put it back up. Can't get it to go, and Steven pulls down the rebound. And now they're going to get a foul on Gavin Vandiver, his second. Gavin picks up his second foul. Salem have the basketball here. Miller will hand it off to York. Off to Miller. Miller into the corner. Back to York. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped out, controlled by the Greyhound. Gaskins with it. Gives it to Miller. Miller hands off to York. They swing it around. Hurt with it. He'll give it to Miller. Salem trying to work it inside. Bears really crowding Seaman in the middle. And we're going to have a travel called on the Greyhound. Good help defense there. Caleb Michaels stepped over on the baseline. As as York tried to drive down that line, he stepped out of bounds or actually traveled with it. It'll be Bear basketball. They come back the other way and unforced turnover there, right through the hands of Aiden Matheny and out of bounds. McCord back in for Salem. He'll take the inbound and give it right back to Hurt. Hurt guarded by Nicholson outside. Gives it to Gaskins. Gaskins out front to McCord, back to Gaskin with the basketball. Greyhound working around the outside. He'll try to go into Steven. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Up and in. Good play by number 12, Riley Hurt. Puts the Greyhounds back in front by one, 18-17. Bears with the basketball. Mammoth Spring inside. Comes back out now. Matheny will fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Good rebound in by Vandiver. And then Vandiver's pass is over the head of Sneed and out of bounds. A good team rebound there. Both Vandiver and Michaels in there fighting for it. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Timeout taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School. The Greyhounds with the ball and a one-point lead here. They'll inbound on the baseline. It will be Hurt to inbound. He takes the ball to the referee. Nobody's moving. Someone's got to move. Now they'll inbound the basketball all the way out to McCord. He'll give it to Gaskins, and Gaskins will set up the offense. Working into Seaman. Seaman. His double team comes back out. York for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound chased down by Vandiver. Vandiver hands to Snead. Bears looking to get the lead back here. They trail by one and turn it over again. Bears with several unforced errors here. They have just not done a good job taking care of the basketball here early. There's plenty of time to turn that around. With the basketball, Riley Hurt across half court, guarded by Nicholson. Gives the ball off to York. York outside to Gaskins. He drives in, kicks it back to York. He'll fire the jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. Steeman with it. He'll turn. Puts the shot up, no good. Fight inside. And we're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to the Salem Greyhounds. Greyhounds with the basketball. 5:15 left to play in this first half. And Miller's going to check back in. Elijah Miller into the ball game. Let's see, he's coming in for Gaskins. Inbound play here. Hurt to trigger the ball in. Looking to come in, still looking. Gets it in now. Got it to McCord. And almost a steal there by Snead. Off to Miller. Miller. Back out to McCord. Swing it around to York. York across to number 12, and then they lose it out of bounds. Number 12 is hurt. Sorry about that. Bears with the basketball. Looking to get the lead back. It's been 18-17 now for a while. Neither team been able to score the last few times down the floor. Bears have turned it over. Nicholson out to Matheny. Underneath to Michaels. Back out. Nicholson for three. It's good. Rice Nicholson. Off to a good start. He's got 10 first half points. And the Bears are back on top by two. 20-18. Miller crosses half court on the dribble. He looks to the right side to Hurt. Hurt looking inside to Seaman. He turns. Goes to the basket. Powers it up and in. Good strong move by Cole Seaman. He's got 6 points now, and we're tied at 20. Bears will head back on offense. Braxton Steve looking inside, comes over to Matheny on the left side. Top of the key. They swing it around into the corner, and another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Or Mammoth Spring Bears, excuse me. Lady Bears played earlier. Salem's basketball, chance to get the lead back. Tied at 20. 3:59 left to play here in this first half. Miller with it. Miller gives it to Hurt. Hurt looking inside, trying to work it into Steeman. He's swinging it around the outside. Work it into York. York is cut off, shot up, no good. Rebound by Nicholson. Bears a chance to get the lead back. Braxton Snead off to Matheny. Matheny out to Nicholson. Nicholson, pass underneath, stolen by Steeman. Good defense by Cole Steeman. Jumped into the passing lane, made that steal. Bears will set up the defense. Hurt with it on the wing, looking inside, comes back out to York, around to Miller. Miller to Steeman inside. Steeman turns, puts the hook shot up and in. There is no stopping that. 8 points down for Cole Steeman. Salem back in front by two, 22-20. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Matheny trying to get free, had the ball stolen by Gaskins. Gaskins pushing the ball up the floor, lost the ball on the dribble, but it goes right to Miller. He couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by the Bears. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. They'll set up the offense. Braxton Snead goes baseline. He's cut off. Pass underneath to Michaels. Michaels with a nice move to the basket. Follows his shot, puts it up and in. Caleb with 4 points now. We're tied at 22. 2:22 left to play in the first half. Miller on the dribble gets it to Gaskins into the corner now to York. They work it into Steeman. Almost stolen. The ball's loose. Picked up by Braxton Snead. Braxton is going to be called for the push-off. An obvious push-off on Braxton Snead. He's trying to get free from the defender, forcing the action a little bit. Into the game now, Josh Rivers, number 21 for Mammoth Spring. He comes in, and Rice Nicholson will get a breather. The Bears back on defense. We're tied at 22 with the basketball. Miller gives it off to McCourt. To Gaskins. Gaskins trying to get free. Turns and runs into Rivers. Three-pointer on the way. It's in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Braxton Snead. Down to a minute 43 to play first half. Snead walking across half court. Picks up his dribble. Lobs it underneath to Vandiver. Vandiver puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Nice play by Gavin. He turned faced up right at Steeman, pulled up and shot the jumper. Do that foul is on as they posted here on the board. Foul's on number 14, McCourt, his first. Gavin Vandiver at the line. Missed the free throw. Bears have missed some free throws tonight. They lead it by two, 24-22. Miller on the dribble, backs it back out. Bears back in the zone then with the basketball. They work it into number 12, Hurt. His shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped and controlled by the Greyhounds underneath, and we got a double dribble called on Miller. Turnover on the Greyhounds, gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Bears with the basketball. 34, Braxton Seed crosses half court on the dribble. Bears have had some turnovers here. And that's really cost them here on being able to build this lead a little further and almost turned it over again. Just not good passes. Any credit to Salem Greyhound defense. They've been in those passing lanes all night, ever since this game tipped. Snead will inbound the basketball, looking to come in, still looking, brings it in. Gets it to Massini. Massini picks up his dribble off the Snead. Snead on the dribble, holds up, tries to go underneath, right between his two big men, Michaels and Vandiver. So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Rice Mickelson going to check in, and Gavin Vandiver will get a breather. The Bears give up a little size, but pick up a little more speed here. With the basketball, Miller crosses half court. He'll give it to Gaskins on the left side. Gaskins looking inside. Gives it to Hurt off to Miller. Miller back out. They swing it around. And they swing it around the outside. Back out to Gaskins. Gaskins into the lane. Shot up. It's no good. Rebound by Michaels. Probably hear Coach Plunkett here beside me saying McCord's wide open, and he is. Turnover on the Bears headed the other way. 4 seconds left, and the Greyhounds give it back with half a second left on the clock. Or did they say the Bears touched it? I guess the Bears touched it. So it will be Greyhound basketball with .5 on the clock. And a spring with a two-point lead. Shot on the way is no good as it sticks between the backboard and the rim. 24-22 at the half. Bears with a two-point lead. We'll take a break, take a look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Welcome back again to Salem, Arkansas High School. is at the half. Bama Spring with a two-point lead, 24-22 over the Salem Greyhounds. We look at the scoring in the first half of play. Salem was led by Cole Steeman. Steeman with 8 first-half points. The big man hard to stop when he got the ball down low. Dylan Gaskin has 5 points. And Riley Hurt has 2 points. 2 points for Elijah Miller. 5 points for Huntley York. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Rice Nicholson. Senior guard leads the way with 10 points, only player in double figures for either team. And then 6 points for Gavin Vanderbilt, 4 for Caleb Michaels, and 4 for Aiden Mazzini. That's the story. And in the first half, neither team, well, I say neither team in any real foul trouble. Vanderbilt does have 2 for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and York has 2 for the Salem Greyhounds. Maybe a little more important for Salem. They are playing with only 6 players. They've got 1 sub on the bench. The Bears have a lot of subs on their bench, about 10 of them. So they do have the advantage there if anybody gets into some foul trouble. The band continues to entertain here at the halftime break. And what's been a good night of basketball here at Salem High School. If you weren't with us earlier, the Salem Lady Greyhounds, the number 9th ranked Lady Greyhounds in 3A with a nice win over Mammoth Spring in the girls' game, 47-26. I want to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Bear boosters. They include Larry Funeral and Theron Alton, Forstlers and Theron Ashflat, Farm Bureau Agents Mike Martin and Theron Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service is there. Langley Animal Clinic is there. Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and 11 Point River Title Company is there. Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen is there. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. Penny Lane Accounting is there. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is there. They're Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home and there in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Sayre at 417-280-7466. Those are your boosters. The Bears are back out of the locker room here at the half. They'll have about 5 minutes to get warmed up and ready to go in the second half. Get them back out here and see if they can take better care of the basketball. That was a big difference in that first half about the Bears. Played well when they took care of the basketball. They just struggled with turnovers in that first half. Take care of the ball and maybe build that lead out a little bit here. We talked about it before the game. Greyhounds come in at 3-17, but don't judge them by their record. Again, getting here down towards the end of the year, this team played together all year. They played a lot of the bigger schools, played some tough opponents along the way. And they're playing a good ball game tonight, especially on the defensive side against these Mammoth Bears. So about 4 minutes left in the halftime break. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more from Salem High School in 2 minutes on the Utah Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Again, we are back here at Salem High School. Both teams now are out of the locker room and getting warmed up and ready to go for the second half of play here. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Salem Greyhounds. Again, the Bears led by one at the end of one quarter, 17-16. And they built that to a two-point lead at the half, 24-22. Leading scores in the ballgame, Wyatt Nicholson leads the Bears with 10 points, and Cole Seaman leading the Salem Greyhounds with 8 points. Foul trouble we talked about is Huntley York has 2 fouls, and Gavin Vandiver has 2 fouls. So both those players have to stay out of foul trouble, especially for the Greyhounds, who are playing with only 6 players dressed out to play tonight. When we got their roster earlier, there was 15 players on the roster, 15 here in the program that they give out here on senior night. By the way, great program they did here for senior night with the Greyhounds seniors being honored between the ball games. Bears starters are headed back out on the floor, so I'd say we're just about set to get started here with our second half of play. It will be the same, not the same five that started the ball game. They're going to start, it looks like, with Braxton Sneed, Gavin Vandiver, Caleb Michaels, Rice Nicholson, and Josh Rivers going to get the start here in the second half. For the Greyhounds, they do come back out with their starters, Miller, along with Gaskins, Hurt, York, and Seaman. Bears have the basketball. Josh Rivers to trigger the ball in. Rivers will trigger the ball in. Comes in to Sneed. Sneed crosses half court on the dribble. Takes it to the left side. It's back out to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to get around the defender. Picks it up. Back out to Sneed. 21 on the shot clock. Braxton, the senior, guarded by Gaskins out front. Holds on to it, gets the screen from Michael. Now takes it into the lane. Jumper on the way is no good. Rebound by Stevens. He'll pull it down and give it to Miller. Bears got a good look at it inside with Sneed. Sneed looking for his first points of the ball game. But just couldn't get it to go. Greyhounds back the other way, looking to tie it up or take the lead to the long one. With the basketball, Gaskin. Out to Miller, around to Hurt. Hurt looking inside, and they're doubling up on Seaman inside, denying him the basketball. Almost a steal as Nicholson went up and then fell down, knocked it out of bounds. Good defense there by Rice. Inbound play here for the Greyhounds. Gaskin fires the three. It's no good, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. He had to shoot it. His time was running out. So the shot clock violation gives it back to the Bears on the turnover. Braxton Sneed will bring it up the floor. Crosses half court. Just barely made it before the violation. Nicholson with the basketball out front. Looking for a screen. Gets it back over to Sneed. Sneed gets the screen from Vandiver. Now drives baseline all the way underneath, puts it up left-handed. Braxton with a nice move. He's come out aggressive here to start this third quarter. Biggest lead of the ball game for Mammoth Spring, a four-point lead at 26-22. Gaskins with the basketball. He's looking inside. trying to work it into Steeman and Rivers. Rivers really strong in there, pushing on Steeman, denying him post position. Shot up, no good. Rebound, nope. By Miller. Salem just a little faster to the basketball right now. Steeman shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. York has it. He's going to be blocked by Michaels, and I believe Caleb is going to get called for a foul. And Coach Cooper telling him, giving up offensive rebounds, got to block out and rebound the basketball. York at the free throw line, shoots the first one in. Huntley York now with 6 points in the ball game. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Seven for York, makes it a two-point Bear lead. Mammoth Spring with the inbound. Rice Nicholson crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it out to Sneed. Bear setting up the offense. Gives it to Rivers. Rivers looking inside. Over to Michaels. Back out to Sneed. Braxton trying to go baseline. Pull-up jumper on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Miller. Salem doing a really good job on the board, offensively and defensively. Miller out to York, and York at the top of the key. Looks to the left side, gives it to Miller. Back over to Gaskins. Gaskins thought about the three, didn't take it. Lobs it into Steeman. He'll fire the jumper up. No good. Rebound by Nicholson. Nice. Nicholson will bring the ball up the floor. Bears with a two-point lead and the basketball. Nicholson trying to get free. Gives it out to Rivers. Around to Sneed. Sneed looking inside. Back over to Nicholson, and Nicholson driving. Another unforced turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Mammoth Spring having problems taking care of the basketball again. Rivers out. Aiden Matheny, who started the ball game, is back in. The Bears on defense. York with it. He thought about the three. Gives it to Miller on the left wing. Top of the key to Gaskins. Now in the corner to York. He drives baseline. Back out to Gaskins. Gaskins trying to get free. Gives it off to Hurt. Back out. Miller will fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound. Back out to Miller. They swing it back around. York again for three. That's no good. And Braxton Sneed this time will get the rebound. They give Salem a couple of opportunities there. Bears with the basketball, leading by two. Matheny lost the ball on the floor, picks it up, back out to Michael. Back over to Matheny, now to Sneed. Braxton goes to the basket, puts it up on the run, puts it in. Braxton Sneed with 4 points here in the third quarter. And the lead's out to four now, 28-24. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And again, welcome back to Salem High School. We are in the third quarter here. Mammoth Spring Bears leading by four, their biggest lead of this ballgame, 28-24 over the Salem Greyhounds. Braxton Steed starting to come alive here in this third quarter. After not scoring in the first half, he's got all four of the Bears' points here in the third. It'll be Salem basketball out of the timeout. They'll inbound on the far end of the floor and bring it toward us. Miller will give it to Hurt, get it right back. And they'll set up the offense. Hurt looking inside, trying to work it into Steeman. Off to Steeman down low. He had chased it down. Good defense and a steal by Michaels. Michaels out to Matheny. Matheny to the basket, puts it up. A lot of contact, no call. And the rebound comes back the other way. Reach in by Meade to knock it out of bounds. It could have been a foul at both ends of the floor there. And on those drives, they're letting them play. Inbound play, Steeman will trigger the ball in, gives it in to York, gets it right back. And a good block there by Rice Nicholson. Got the ball before Stephen could get it above his head, and then he touched it again and it went out of bounds. 28-24, Braxton C. crosses half court on the dribble. Goes to the high post to Michaels. Michaels turns, gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson puts it up and in. Now Rice Nicholson now with 12 points, leads all scores. And it's a six-point Bear lead now at 30-24. Miller will give it to Gaskins on the wing. Gaskins looking inside. Pass underneath is way over the head of his teammate York and out of bounds. Turnover, and with that, McCord is going to check in for the Salem Greyhounds, and I would say he's coming in for Gaskins, and he is. And Coach Puckett not happy with that pass. Braxton Smith will bring the ball up the floor. 2:43 left to play, third quarter. High post into Vandiver. Vandiver hands back off to Sneed. His shot is blocked. Pass back out taken by Matheny. Matheny over to Sneed in the corner. Back out to Rice Nicholson underneath to Michaels. Michaels lost it. As he tried together to go up with it, lost the ball. And Salem will head the other way. This is a physical ball game when you get that ball inside. You've got to really hold on to it. York with it. Huntley York outside. He's looking into the post. They lob it in to Seaman. Seaman puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Goes back up and in. Got his own rebound and put it back up and in. He's in double figures now with 10. Back to a four-point ball game, 30-26. Nicholson wide open there. Didn't take the three. Going to give it back out to him. He'll bounce it back outside. Drives into the free throw line. Over to Sneed. He'll fire for three. That's in and out. No good. Nice rebound by Gavin Vandiver. Give a little head fake and went back up with it. Gavin now with 8 points. 32-26. 6 point Mammoth Spring lead. Miller crosses half court. He'll hand it to York. Over to McCord. McCord looking inside. Comes back out to Hurt. Riley Hurt hands off to McCord. McCord on the dribble. Goes down to the baseline. Comes back out. Shot up by Hurd is off the rims a couple times. No good. Steeman with the rebound. Steeman trying to get free. Can't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Rice Nicholson. Good defense there. Bears bodying up on Steeman and not committing the foul. Need with the basketball. He goes to the corner to Matheny. Back out to Nicholson. And Nicholson's pass underneath is to nobody. He was expecting a cutter, and nobody cut. And he threw the ball right out of bounds. 46 seconds left, third quarter. Bears trying to hold on here, leading by six. With the basketball, Gaskins out front. Gaskins thought about the three as he walked into it. Gives it back down the corner, inside to Steeman, and we're going to have a foul called on Matheny. Aiden trying to make the seal and commits the foul, his second. Inbound play here for the Greyhounds underneath their own basket. And they're trying to lob it in, and they do to Steeman. Steeman turns. Shot up is good. Nice shot by Steeman. He's got 12. And it's a four-point ball game again at 32-28. Braxton Speed crosses half court. Gives the ball in the corner to Nicholson. Back out to Matheny. Down to 13 seconds to play in the quarter. Bears going for the final shot of the quarter. Michaels back out to Nicholson. Over to Sneed. He'll put the jumper up on the run. It's good. Tough shot by the big senior Sneed. And at the end of three, your score, 34-28. Mammoth Spring with a six-point lead. Back for your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And, of course, after the game, we'll be naming the Arkansas Farm Bureau Seth Godwin agent player of the game. So stick around for that. Bears trying to hold on here. They lead it by six, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. It will be Salem basketball here as we start the fourth quarter. Inbound play. Riley Hurt has the ball out front, looking at this zone from the Mammoth Spring Bears. And bring it to Gaskins, back over. And Nicholson read that pass all the way, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Nicholson now with 14. And the Bears' lead is at 8, 36-28. Gaskins will give it to Hurt. Hurt looking inside. Bounces it back out to Gaskins. Gaskins down into the corner to York. Almost another steal by Nicholson. All the way to basket. Gaskins puts it up, puts it in. Dylan Gaskins with 7. And it's a 6-point ball game again. Still anybody's game with 7:15 left in the fourth. Braxton Sneed out front. He's looking to Coach Cooper for the call here. Sneed on the dribble outside, gives it on the wing to Matheny. Aiden looking inside, back out to Nicholson. Over to Sneed. Sneed is fouled as he went baseline. We'll check the foul. I believe it's on number 12, Hurt, but we'll wait till they post it here. Inbound play for the Bears underneath. That was on Hurt. Inbound play here for the Bears. They've got to get it in. They do to Matheny. Aiden with the basketball. Matheny on the dribble. Off to Nicholson. Nicholson, nice pass underneath. To Michaels with a strong reverse layup and a foul. And we'll see who the foul is on. They called it on, I believe, the big man, Steeman, his second. Michaels at the line trying to complete a three-point play. Caleb's free throw on the way is good. Michaels' free throws, he's 3 out of 3, been perfect on the night. He has 7 points. He has 7. Nicholson leads the way with 14. With the basketball, Hurts will give it out to Gaskins. Gaskins over to York. York driving baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Caleb Michaels. Caleb, I believe, just picked up his third. 3 fouls on Michaels. Inbound play here for the Greyhounds. Trailing by 9 now. Shot up, it's no good. We're going to get a foul called. I think they're going to get Vandenberg. Gavin, got to calm down. Coach Cooper told him. He was jumping up and down, didn't think he fouled. He got called for the foul. His third now. So both Vandenberg and Michaels with 3 fouls. Gaskins at the line. Gaskins now with 8 points in the ball game. Good balance scoring here for Salem, led by Seaman with 12. Gaskins now has 9, 7 points for Huntley York. Mammoth Spring led by Nicholson with 14. And then balance scoring after that. Vandenberg has 8, Michaels has 7, and Sneed has 6. Bears with the basketball. Braxton Sneed out front, backs it back out down to 6:09 to play in the ballgame. Nicholson underneath to Vandenberg. He'll put it off the glass for 2. Gavin now in double figures with 10. Second Bear in double figures. Gaskins across half court, back to a 9-point Mammoth Spring lead. Gaskins with it, gives it to York. York back outside. 3-pointer on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go off the foot of York and out of bounds. McCord will check in. And Huntley York will get a breather. Rice Nicholson to inbound, brings it in to Braxton Sneed. Bears with their first double-digit lead now. Lead it by 11. not a double-digit lead. They lead it by 9. Lob underneath. Nice pass from Snead into Vandiver. Vandiver now with 12. Now it's a double-digit lead. Bears by 11, 43-32. Biggest lead of the ball game. Gaskins with it out front. He's looking inside. They bring it over on the wing to McCord. Back out to Gaskins. Now to Hurt. Hurt is double-teamed. To Miller. Miller fakes. Goes up with the shot up and in. Nice play by Elijah Miller. Bears lead it by 9, 43-34. Braxton Snead on the dribble out front. Gives it back to Nicholson. The pass underneath gets to Michaels. He's going to go up with it, and we're going to get a foul called as Caleb took it up strong against the big man. We'll see if that's Steeman. If it is, that will be his third. And it is. Three fouls now on Cole Steeman. Caleb Michaels, who's 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, steps up here to shoot a couple. First one is on the way, and I shouldn't have said that because he missed the first one. He's not perfect at the line no more. He's 3 out of 4. Caleb Michaels has 7 points in the ball game. Bears has 2 players in double figures. Second one is on the way, and it's no good. Nicholson has 14, and Vandiver has 12. Bears back on defense now. Salem with the basketball. Still plenty of time here. 4:34 to play. Gaskins drives in. Hook shot on the way is no good, and Vandiver rips down a rebound. He'll give it to Snead. Braxton slowly walks the ball across half court. On the dribble, crosses half court, picks it up, lobs it underneath to Vandiver. He'll power it up and in. They're really going to Vandiver underneath. Vandiver now with 14. He has 14. Nicholson has 14. With the basketball, York drives baseline, and that's going to be the 4th foul on Caleb Michaels. Caleb got a hand on him as he tried to make that drive to the basket. So Caleb picks up his 4th foul with 4 minutes left to play in the ball game. Inbound play. They lob it in. Get it to Miller. Miller out to Gaskins. Gaskins to Hurt. Underneath to York. He'll turn. Fire the jumper. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and picked up by Braxton Snead. Braxton will bring the ball up the floor. And we got a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Cooper and the Mammoth Spring Bears. 45-34. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And welcome back again to Salem High School. It will be Bears basketball out of the timeout. They lead by 11, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. On the floor, Rice Nicholson, Braxton Steed, Gavin Vandiver, Caleb Michaels, and Aiden Matheny. Caleb playing with 4 fouls. And down play. Steed, with the basketball, will cross half court on the dribble. 3:38 left to go. Bears looking for their 16th win on the season. Trying to work it inside. Vandiver's got a little guy on him. They didn't get the ball to him. Got a big height advantage. All the way to the basket. And up and in, Caleb Michaels. I thought he was going to throw that down as he exploded to the basket. He was above the rim, but just laid it over the edge and in. Bears with their biggest lead now lead it by 13. Gaskins outside, gives it to McCord. McCord is going to take a long three-pointer. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Vandiver pulls it in. Without Steeman in there, Bears are controlling the backboards right now. Matheny with it. Matheny back over to Nicholson, and Nicholson's going to be fouled. That is the 4th foul on the Greyhounds, so still not over the limit. Bears will shoot free throws on the next foul. Steeman back into the ball game, and Huntley York will come out. So inbound play here for Mammoth Spring. Braxton Snead takes the inbound. He'll cross half court. Looking inside. He'll come back over to Nicholson. Nicholson on the dribble. Gets a nice screen. Holds up. Oh, and he went down. Flipped on the floor and went down hard. Hopefully Rice is okay, and he gets up. He's played a really good game. 14 points. He has 14. Vandiver has 14. It's going to be hard to pick a player of the game at this rate. With the basketball, Hurt gives it in the corner. Three-pointer by Gaskins is good. Big three there by Dylan Gaskins, and he's got 12 now. 10-point ball game. Still time here. With 2:12 left to play. Braxton Snead with Gaskins on him. Snead on the dribble. Brings it all the way back out front. 16 on the shot clock. To Matheny. Matheny looking inside. Gets it to Michaels. Michaels puts it up. Can't get it to go. And, ooh, I think he just committed his fifth foul. He did. Michaels is done. He finished with 9 points. Josh Rivers in. As Caleb Michaels goes to the bench. 47-37, a minute 53 left to play. Mammoth Spring leading Salem. Greyhounds up the floor. Gaskins wide open for three. Can't get it to go, and Vandiver rips down a big rebound. Gavin has played well. On the boards and scoring for him. Braxton Snead with the basketball. He has Gaskins on him. Salem trying to force something here. And the pass is right off the face of Braxton Snead. He was coming at Rivers, and Rivers threw it back to him. And it's a turnover going back to Salem. Three-pointer on the way is good for McCord. Caleb McCord with his first bucket. And the Greyhounds fighting their way back in it. It's a 7-point ball game all the way to the basket. Oh, good decision there by Vandiver to back off. He thought about tipping that in. It was rolling around on the rim and then fell in. Rice Nicholson with his 16th point of the ball game. McCord for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Long rebound picked up by Seaman. Seaman to the basket, and he's going to be fouled. Josh Rivers picks up the foul. Or Josh. That is his first foul. At the line, Steeman, Cole Steeman. Shot on the way is no good. Steeman will set for the second. He's got 12 points of the ball game. He has 12, and Gaskins has 12, the two leading scorers for Salem. His second shot, no good. Rebound, though, by Hurt. Hurt out to Gaskins, around to Miller. Miller to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Miller with six. Full court pressure now. And we're going to get a foul called on Miller. Elijah Miller called for the foul. That's going to send Aiden Matheny to the free throw line. It's a 7-point ball game, 49-42. Bears are going to have to make their free throws here down the stretch. Stepping to the line, Matheny shoots the first one. No good. Matheny with 4 points on the ball game. He'll set for the second free throw. Second one is on the way, and it's no good. Gaskins with the rebound, pushing it up the floor. Salem in a hurry here. Gaskins to the basket, puts it up, and drew a foul. Dylan Gaskins now going to go to the free throw line. That foul on number 35, Aiden Matheny. Aiden's third. This is not over. 25.5 seconds. Gaskins will step up here to shoot a couple of free throws. First one is off the rim, no good. Got to make the free throws here. We'll be down seven. Needs this one. And cut it to six for the free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Gaskins with 13. Bears on the inbound now. They'll bring it in to Matheny. Matheny up the floor to Rivers. Rivers up to Vandiver, he'll put it up and in. Gavin with 16. Back out to an 8-point lead, down to 11 seconds. Bears looks like they're going to get the victory. Three-pointer no good. Nicholson with a rebound. and Salem going to back off. That's going to do it. Your final score is going to be 51-43. Mammoth Spring Bears with a victory. We'll take a break. Back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. Hello? Well, I guess we are still here. Right now, the boys are praying here after the game. So we're trying to be as quiet as we can. We'll take a look at the stats here in the ball game. First of all, for the Salem Greyhounds, they were led by Dylan Gaskins. He finished with 13. 12 points for Cole Steeman. It was, looks like, 6 points for Elijah Miller. 7 points for Huntley York. 3 points for Caleb McCord. And 2 for Riley Hurt. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, good balance scoring. Gavin Vandiver and Rice Nicholson led the way with 16 apiece. 9 points for Caleb Michaels before he fouled out. And then 6 points for Braxton Sneed and 4 for Aiden Matheny. Again, the Bears win at 51-43, the final score here over the Salem Greyhounds. We need to name our Arkansas Farm Bureau, Seth Godwin, your agent, player of the game, and it's a tough one. I'm going to give co-players of the game in this one. I haven't done that yet this year, but both Rice Nicholson and Gavin Vandiver played good games tonight. Both finished with 16 points. But I'm just going to name them both as co-players of the game. Nicholson and Vandiver, congratulations to them. We're going to wrap things up and get out of here as they're trying to clear out the gym here. I want to say thank you to all of our Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors making our game possible here tonight, including FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Spring School District, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, and GMC of West Plains, Ozark Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Thayer, West Plains and Little Springs, Solomon Cornelius, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Bears basketball. Again, the Bears win it 51-43. That's going to wrap things up for Bears basketball. For Lucas back at the studio, I'm Mike Robertson. For Bears basketball here anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit afbic.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.